is Chai Chong Rong and Chai Kai Yan, but she's not my biological sister.
But I'm your spiritual daughter.
Yes. Blessed New Year to everybody.
新年快乐.
And I'm so glad that I can take the first service this year, 2026. And we are starting early. That means it gives me a lot more time for the sermon.
感谢主呢, 今天第一个崇拜会呢, 我们可以聚集在一起, 我们今天时间是蛮早的, 所以可以, 做久一点。
Actually, I prepared a much shorter sermon because there's interpretation involved, so by calculation, it should be like usual two-third length.
我准备的信息会比较简短, 因为会有翻译, 所以今天的信息应该是不会太长。
So we're going to cut it short as we go along by skipping a lot of scripture references and reading, and I really trust that you will go home and check it out.
所以今天的分享的信息里面有很多个经文, 我希望大家回去之后呢, 能够去, 读这些经文。
So we get on with the understanding, the insight, but references and cross-check, you have to do it.
最重要的就是我们要看到, 信息的内容, 但是呢, 这些经文, 你必须做你的功课。
Okay, let's commit this time to the Lord in prayer. Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for this first worship service of 2026.
天父，我们感谢你，2026年 我们聚集在第一个主日的崇拜会。
Thank you that we can be here today.
感谢主，我们能够来到当中。
We do not take it for granted.
我们不要当作理所当然。
We just want to believe that it's a divine appointment for us to be here and not in any other place.
我们相信这个时刻是一个非常神圣的时刻, 所以我们要选择在这里。
And Father, we have set aside this day to dedicate to you.
今天呢, 我们特别的把今天要这一个主日崇拜会献上给您。
So we pray this morning that you would speak to our hearts and motivate us so that we'll lift up this desire to dedicate this day and this year to you.
今天早上, 请你向我们说话, 好让众弟兄姐妹们呢, 能够准备好心, 来把自己献上给你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告,
Everybody say,
大家说,
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's
Amen.
First give praise to the Lord.
让我们一起赞美主。
We're supposed to be abounding in thanksgiving, so we've got to keep thinking what are the things that we should thank God for, and our presence here, the opportunity here. There are lots of things to thank God for.
我们无时无刻都要带着感恩的心来到神面前, 所以今天早上, 接下来日子里面, 我们也一起的来为主感恩。
I have entitled my message today as Returning and Restoring.
今天我的信息主题是回转与恢复。
And our text is taken from Luke chapter 15, 11-32, and it is on a parable of the prodigal son.
经文取自路加福音, 15章第11到32节。
I'm so tempted to say that we are over familiar with the prodigal son parable that we should skip reading it.
我有一个感，就是有一个，就是。 冲动就是我相信大家对这个经文非常的熟悉，所以我们可能要跳过。
But in the course of preparing, you know, I went through this parable umpteenth time, and this morning I read again, and it is always so refreshing to read the actual recording of the parable.
但是今天早上当我在准备这个信息，在读这个经文多一次的时候，神又给我重新对这个经文有另外一个看点。
So I really suggest that we read, we give the privilege of reading to our Chinese church. Kai Yan Musu will read in Mandarin, and then the English church. Can you try, if you can, open your apps and follow word for word as if you are reading in the English tank?
所以今天早上我们要读这篇经文，就是以我来读这个经文，让英文群体可以跟着我们一起来读《路加福音》15章11到32节。 耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他的一切所有 都收拾起来往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财，竟耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大潮饥荒，就穷苦起来。第十五节，于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发到他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来，就说：我父亲有多少个雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说：父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今之后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。于是起来往那父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说：父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说：把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他的指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛肚牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝玩乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。他们就快乐起来。那时他大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来问是什么事。仆人说：你兄弟来了，你父亲因为得他无灾无病地回来，把肥牛肚宰了。大儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说：我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔叫我和朋友一同快乐，但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛肚。父亲对他说：儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
Thank you, Marceline. Let me say something about today being the dedication Sunday.
当我今天要向大家，今天是奉献主日嘛，我要向大家说几句话。
It's the first Sunday of 2026, and traditionally as a church, we devote the first Sunday to God.
今天是2026的第一个主日，所以传统式的我们一直都是把第一个主日献给上帝。
So God is our focus. It's not about money that we need for the church. It's not about our vision for the church. It's not about our personal hope or our private fears.
今天上帝是我们主要专注的目标，不是与教会所需要的金钱啊，或者是教会施工啊，或者是个人的期望啊等等，而是关于到我们的神。
It is not about prosperity for our country or about the peace for our world.
也不是跟我们的内心的恐惧或者是全世界昌盛有关。
It is about God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
而是今天是关乎到我们的天父与耶稣基督。
More specifically, it is about our Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
当然我们的专注点是在于我们的天父和耶稣。
As we focus on God, we want to ask, what about us that matters most to God?
当我们今天早上专注在神，我们要问的问题是，在哪一方面我们对神重要呢？
Is God most interested in our performance, in our possession, or our plans?
神看重的是我们的表现吗？我们的所有还是我们的时间？
I believe that one of us that matters most to God is our relationship with Him.
我相信在上帝的眼中最重要的是我们和他的关系。
So we must focus on this today.
所以今天早上我们需要思考这个问题。
And to get you to engage yourself as you listen to God's word is to ask you, where are you now in your relationship with God?
所以今天早上当我们听这个信息的时候，问问你自己，你现在和神的关系是怎么样的呢？
What do you want to see in your relationship with God in 2026?
那在这新的一年里面，你希望看到和神建立怎么样的关系？
Let me next move on to the next thing on the comment, and that is returning to the church.
现在呢，我们要看一下我们回归教会的大典。
The church Sunday attendance pattern. We keep record of attendance. We don't publish it, but we keep a record for diagnostic purposes. All right. And it shows that church attendance is highest in the month of January of each year.
我们其实是有记录每一周的出席人数。那我们发现到教会的每日崇拜会的人数啊，在一月份是最高的。
Why?
为什么呢？
We see a surge of people returning to church after a year of absence.
我们看到许多人缺席了一年后出现了
or after a year marked by irregular attendance
或者是出席不规律的这一年去年回来了
I think the pattern of believers returning in January is excellent
我认为单单看一月的这个出席人数的模式是好的
people are responding to the cycle of time that prompts renewal
也就是说当我们看到这个出席人数就是说人们都是在回应着一个他们要更新的一个季节
and that's to be encouraged we don't encourage people for being absent or irregular but we encourage that once it's a cycle of time people want to return for a renewal
当然我们不是鼓励说你们不要常来教会而是呢我们从这一方面看到人们其实在新的一年开始的时候他们是要更新的
it's better than just staying away indefinitely
好过他们永远不出现在教会里面。
This morning, as I look at you, I think this group of people who have been absent for a long time, irregular coming back, I think it is a very small group here in our midst.
今天我看到大家在当中的时候，或许是少数人数，其实可能你当没有常来教会，或者是去年不在教会里面。
I want you to know that you are important to us.
但是我要告诉大家，你们都对我们非常重要。
It could be just a whole hall, and then there's just one of you who actually come back after a long time. You are important to us. Just that one person.
可能在当中只有一个人回来了，我们也觉得非常鼓舞。
What about the rest of us?
那其他的人呢？
I know that most of us are consistent.In our church attendance throughout the year, and I want to affirm you.
我知道多数的人呢，一年到头都是常定期的来到教会。
I just want to welcome those of us making a fresh start to be at God's house today.
我要肯定感恩于你们，同时呢，我要欢迎那些重新回来回归到神家的弟兄姐妹们。
Yeah, let's
欢迎你们回家。
I won't ask you to raise your hand, right?
我不会叫你举手，不用怕。
I'll tell you why I won't. Today is a great day to renew, to refresh, or to restore our relationship with God.
今天呢是一个美好的日子，让我们可以更新、重新得力，并恢复与神的关系。
It applies to all of us, including Elaine and myself.
不只是适用于每一个人，也包括主任牧师和我。
Whatever state of our relationship with God.
无论你和神的关系是怎么样的。
But I know that it is extremely difficult for those of us who feel distant from God to believe that it can be done.
我也知道，对那些觉得自己和神疏远的人来说，要相信会有这样的改变，确实是不容易。
So may the message today give you encouragement to renew, to refresh, to restart your relationship with God.
但是我希望今天的信息能够鼓励到你更新并且重燃你跟神的关系
and we shall use the following roadmap you'll come on the screen the four points the very short point not to worry
我们将用这四点来分享不用担心是很短的信息
relationship with God our returning to the house of God our restoring the status of sonship and restoring our sense of ownership
这四点就是与天父的关系回到天父的家恢复儿女的身份以及恢复归属感
First, relationship with our Father God
首先我们来看与天父的关系
Christianity is essentially about the relationship between God and the believer
基督教的信仰的本质是神和信徒之间的关系
And of the relationship, it is basically a father and son relationship
基本上呢我们跟神的关系就是一个父子的关系
And Jesus taught his disciples about coming to the Father through him
耶稣教导他的门徒说，借着他能够到天父那里去。
In John 14:6, Jesus said to them that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
约翰福音14:6说，耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
From the father and son relationship comes also the family business.
那我们从父子的关系里面呢，我们就孕育了家族的企业。
It is commonly referred to by us believers as kingdom business or the business of the kingdom of God.
对我们信徒来说，我们通常会看到这样的字眼，就是天国的事工或者是神国度的事业。
So believers are sons and daughters of God and also workers in kingdom business.
作为基督徒，我们是神的儿女，我们也参与天国事业的工人。
We are sons and daughters of God, and we're engaged in His kingdom business of extending the kingdom of God.
我们呢是既是神的儿女，所以呢我们很积极的参与神的国度。
And this dual relationship is best illustrated by the parable of the prodigal son.That we've just read.
这个双重的关系，其实在浪子回头的比喻中呢，就可以生动的看得出。
The two sons worked for the father.
两个儿子都是为父亲工作。
And God uses these two metaphors of father, son, master, worker to describe His relationship with Israel in Malachi chapter 1 and verse 6.
其实大家如果看到旧约，就是马拉基书1:6里面，神也是使用父亲和儿子、主人和工人的比喻来描述他和以色列的关系。
And God spoke to them and said that a son honors his father, a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? If I am a master, where is my reverence or respect?
这里说藐视我名的祭司啊，万军之耶和华对你们说，儿子尊敬父亲，仆人敬畏主人，我既为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里呢？
From time to time, believers can stray from the father, this father-son relationship, and believers can neglect the God's business.
时不时你会发现到我们基督徒可能会偏离与父子就是偏离父子的关系，忽略神的事工。
We describe this strain or this failure as a spiritual backsliding.
这样的状况呢，我们通常用属灵的倒退来形容。
It is a process over a period.
这个是一段时期的过程。
Eventually, if it's not checked,you will lead to spiritual separation of the believer from God the Father.
如果我们不检查自己的属灵生命，我们发现到会和父神的关系隔离。
Do you feel that you are in such a state of straying or neglecting to some extent?
那你觉得自己在某种程度上你是偏离或忽略了神吗？
It's good to reflect on this point as we start the new year.
在新的一年里面，我们其实是可以回顾我们跟神的关系。
When I ask you, where are you in your relationship with God? Maybe you should reflect on the state of this relationship.
今早，当我们进入这新的一年，是否你可以回顾你跟神的关系是偏离了吗？
Father and son, servant and master.
就是父神父和子主人和工人的关系。
Now,If you are in a state where you feel very distant or far away from God, you must remember that God is still your father.
如果你是这样的状况的话，我再次要提醒你，你必须记得上帝仍然是你的天父。
The character qualities of God associated with His relationship to us.Will never change.
有一点大家要清楚的记得，神跟我们建立关系时所展现的属性是永远不会改变的。
One of the character qualities of God that will never change is compassion. His character quality of compassion will never change.
有一个永不改变的属性，就是神对我们的怜悯不会改变。
Even in our backsliding, His compassion towards us will not change.
即使是我们倒退了，神对你的怜悯也永远不会改变。
The younger son had strayed from the father and he had abandoned his father's business. Yet when his father saw his younger son returning, his heart was filled with compassion.
大家记得小儿子当他离开父亲的时候，他放弃了产业。然而，当他的父亲看到儿子回来的时候，父亲动了慈心。
You read that in verse 20.
你们可以从二十节看到。
I want you to reflect back to the time of your conversion.
我要邀请大家回忆起你信主的经历吗？
Do you remember your conversion experience?
你记得你信主的过程吗？
God had compassion for you when he first saw you and then saved you.
当神初见你的时候，他对你产生了怜悯，拯救了你。
He saw your lostness then, and at your conversion youcame to know that he laid down his life for you.
我相信当时神看见了我们的迷失，在我们信主的那一刻，你就意识到神为你舍命。
From Jesus' perspective, it is well recorded in Matthew 9:36, when Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary, scattered like sheep with no shepherd.
所以在马太福音9:36节，耶稣看见许多人。就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一样。
And John 10:14-16, Jesus said, "I'm the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep."
然后呢，在约翰福音10:14，我是好牧人，所以我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
So that was a conversion experience, the compassion God had for you.
这就是神怜悯我们的经历。
And now in your spiritual journey, if you have backslided far away, this same compassionate God is still the same. His compassion never changes.
在你的灵命过程中，或许你是迷失了，但是神要告诉你，他的怜悯对你永不止息。
God can see your present lostness, and he wants to shepherd you again.
神是看见了你的迷失，他渴望再次的牧养你。
Not only his compassion for you will not fail, nothing can separate you from the love of God.
神对你的怜悯永远不会改变，没有任何事能使你与神的爱隔绝。
We are reminded by Lamentation 3:22-23 that the Lord's mercy, truly the Lord's mercy, we are not consumed because God's compassion fail not.
在耶利米哀歌3:22说，我们不致消灭是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不致断绝。
And Paul reminds us of God's love in Romans 8:37-39 that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
保罗呢，在罗马书8:37-39说，他深信无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里。
So this is my first point. Your relationship as sons and daughters of God and God's character quality in that relationship towards you is compassion and it fails not in whatever state that relationship you are in may be.
我的第一点强调的是你跟天父的关系。我再次要提醒大家，神的属性，他的怜悯是对你永远不会改变。
Now the second point is returning to the house of God.
第二大点我要分享的是回到天父的家。
God is longing for those of us who are away from him to return to him.
上帝渴望远离他的人回到他的身边。
A believer who has drifted from God actually will find it easier to return to church than to return to the love relationship with God.
通常呢，一个远离神的基督徒呢，他们会觉得回到教会比回到跟神之间的关系比较容易。
It is easier to come to church, the house of God, as you are, than to make a journey to the heart of God.
其实容易了回到神的家，跟回到上帝的心的旅程是比较容易的。
It is easier because returning person thinks that there is like less likelihood of rejection.
你觉得会比较容易，是因为你知道，当你回到教会的时候，没有人会拒于你门外。
You will know, you know that you will not be rejected at the front door of the church when you come back to church.
或许没有人会问你为什么为何没有来。
Nobody will question you about your absence or reappearance.
又或者又出现了。
Pastor will not ask you to raise your hand at the message.
牧师不会叫你举起手，谁今天回家了。
But you cannot say the same thing of the return to the relationship with God.
但是如果要回到神与神之间的关系呢，我们却不能这样问。
Because your heart condemns you.
因为你的心责备你。
And your heart tells you you're not worthy.Of God, and God will reject you.
你的心会告诉你，你不配得上帝的爱，上帝会离弃你。
And you're convinced that this is how God would feel because this is how you feel.
所以就这样，你就相信神也是这样看你，因为这是你的感觉。
You feel better by condemning yourself to being removed as a son of God.
你觉得定自己的罪，会认为自己不配做神的儿子比较好。
You demote yourself to being a servant.
你把自己降为仆人。
Like the younger son in verse 19 said, I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.
因此他的小儿子就对父亲说，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。
Be that as it may, I just say that returning to church is a great step to take, and we should still celebrate that step.
我觉得回到教会是一个非常重要的步骤，是值得欢庆的。
So I want to affirm you for taking the step if actually you're returning to church.And then the other steps can work out.
我要
，following,
肯定你，你回到教会是非常勇敢的。那接下来的要走的路呢，就一步一步的来吧。
The other thing is about returning to the farm, not just a house, but the farm.
那现在呢，我们要看的是回到田地。
It is easier for the prodigal son to return to the farm as a servant than to return to the home as a son.
小儿子觉得以仆人的身份回到他的田地，比以儿子的身份回去更加的容易。
I think, likewise, it's easier for those of us who have strayed from God to say to God, "Make me a servant," than to say, "Take me back as your son."
所以呢，对当中曾偏离的人来说呢，向神说，把我当作一名仆人吧，比说求你接纳我，重新做你的儿子来的容易。
It's easier to return to ministry, return to your youth ministry, to your children's ministry, and so forth, than to say you want to return to a vibrant spiritual life.
无论是青少年、儿童或者其他的事工，其实回到服事的岗位，比回到一个有活力的灵命来得容易。
However, it is important for us to recognize that returning to ministry, like returning to church, is a good start.
但是呢，我要请大家认清这一点，回到事工，回到服事，就像回到教会，是一个非常好的开始。
So if a person who is struggling in his Christian life and say, "Now I'm going to return to serving," I welcome that because the outworking of you know getting spiritually healed is a better chance than staying away.
如果当中我们有时候灵命受到创伤很难恢复，但是如果你愿意出来服事的话，或许在服事当中，你的心，你和神之间的关系会得到医治。
The younger son started on that basis, and he was shocked by what happened next.
小儿子就是从这一点开始，而接下来的事让他震惊。
We'll see that in the next point.
我们会在下一点来看。
But now what I want to say is that you got to recognize that God has set up.A divine appointment for you to be where you are today.
今天我要强调的是，上帝已为你预备了这神圣的相遇。
So if you are back to church, you're in church. This is by divine appointment.
如果今天你回到教会的话，这就是神圣的相遇。
God has done His part to get you here.
神已经履行他的责任，把你带到我们当中。
I think for your part, you must decide to make a return to the home.And to ministry.
那至于你呢？你就要做出选择，归回上帝的家，并且重新投入侍奉。
God cannot make that decision for you.
神不能替你做主。
So He sets up the appointment today, and it is for you to respond.
今天他把你带到我们当中，回应在于你了。
So I hope that at the end of the service, we'll give opportunity to respond. You respond. Respond to God.
崇拜会结束后呢？我们让大家有机会来做出回应，你来回应神吧。
For those of us back in church today, after a long period of absence, make it a start to dedicate your whole year, 2026, to your return to church.
对于暂时就是离开教会一段日子的，而今天你又重新的回来的人来说，让今天成为一个新的开始。
For those of us disengaged from ministry for a while, dedicate yourself today to return to ministry.
还有当中若你已经暂时离开事工的一会儿的弟兄姐妹们，让今天也成为一个新的开始。
Many of our church ministries are undermanned.
我们的教会很多事工都人手不足。
And our church ministry workers are crying out for more workers.
所以我们希望更多的弟兄姐妹们能站出来服侍神。
So we will make a return to ministry.
那我想问你们，你们是否愿意回来服侍吗？
Last night at dinner, my family were having chit-chat after dinner and mentioning about sales group size, etc. And my daughter was telling me, my grandchild was telling me that her class 16 kids per class. And I asked her, why so big? She said, we don't have enough leaders.
昨天晚上当我在跟我的家人吃饭的时候，在饭桌上的时候呢，我们就讨论到事工，谈到教会。那我的孙女就说她的班哦就有16个小孩子嘞。那主任牧师就问，那为什么你的班这么大呢？她说不够同工服侍。
Yeah, I think ours is a vibrant active church. We are doing outreach, but the main problem is not the opportunity. The main problem is the number of workers available.
其实我们的教会一直积极做外展传福音的工作，有很多人来到我们的教会，但是因为我们在同工的人手不足上，所以就显得不够人手去服侍很多群体。
The majority of us have our professional work, secular work. We can't come to church 7 days a week. But the secret is that if each of us give a little bit, the combined number of man hours.Will make a big difference.
我们当中有很多专业人士，不可能要求大家一个礼拜七天每天的服侍。但是如果我们每个人能够参与一点的服侍的话，那就不同的效果了。
Well, the younger son also decided to return because he sensed the futility of what the world has to offer in terms of life's purpose and destiny.
小儿子决定回归，是因为他体会到世界所给的对人生的意义和定义上来说呢，终究是徒然的。
Unless you sense it, you will not want to return to the Father.
除非你察觉到并体会到这一点，不然你是不会归回到天父那里去。
The prodigal son came to the realization, going home is much better than remaining in the situation he was in.
小儿子呢发现到其实他回家远比继续留在原来之处好得多了。
He realized that it is wiser to return home and return to the Father when it came to the end of what the world can offer.
小儿子意识到回家回到父亲的身边才是明智的选择，因为世界所能提供的就是已经来到终点了。
It was the end of the road for him.
对他来说是人生的景点尽头。
He has been there and done that.
他已经去过了，也做过了。
And we too need to take a hard look at what the world has to offer us.
我们也是要认真的对待，其实这个世界能给予我们什么呢
？And come to realization that home and relationship with the Father are far more important than what the world has to offer.
我们要觉悟，回到家，回到与天父的关系，比世界所能给予的更为重要。
Okay, now let's.Then the third point.
来到第三大点。
Are you with me so far?
大家还
yeah, okay.
还有还在哈，挥挥手。
Restoring status of sonship.
第三点是恢复儿女的身份。
And we can read it in verses 18 to 19, 21 to 24. I shan't read it now.
我们可以从路加福音15:18-19, 21-24节来看。
The son intended to offer to forfeit his sonship.
其实小儿子他原本是打算放弃儿子的身份。
He also intended to offer his services as a servant to the father.
他其实是准备好要为父亲做工。
And it's not to offer himself as a special servant, but just as one of the hired servant.
不是要做特别的仆人，而是一名雇工。
I mean, some people say that I volunteer to serve, but you may put me in a C-suite.And a CEO, I serve. But if you ask me to be a cleaner, forget it.
有一些人服侍呢，可能就要求把自己放在一个高的位置哦，却不愿意降服自己做比较卑微的工作。
Oh, he was very happy to do this. It just means we're a high servant, no, nothing special, all right?
小儿子却不一样，他就要求说，不要把当成特别的工人。
Thinking that that would appease the father.
他或许觉得这样会让父亲开心。
But his father ignored both offers.
但是父亲理会不理会他
offer to forfeit his sonship offered to be a hired servant, both offers rejected.
两个要求他都是拒绝了。
Actually, it's wrong. He didn't reject. He didn't accept. He just ignored.
他其实是对这两个提议置之不理。
The father was more interested in restoring his relationship with his son.
他比较兴趣的是恢复与儿子的关系。
It's important for us to know that restoration of sonship is not by works, but by grace.
就是当我们看到这一点的时候，我们要发现恢复那个儿女的身份，不是靠行为的，而是神的恩典。
It's not by the work of offering this, by the work of offering that. It is God's grace.
不是奉献这个做那个，而是神的恩典。
All of us are invited today. All of us are invited to the grace of God.
今天神邀请你来领受他的恩典。
And,
所有的人。
And the father in the parable acted quickly in ignoring the two offers from his younger son. Immediately he restored his sonship by publicly honoring him as a son.
在这比喻中，父亲对小儿子的两个提议置之不理，但是呢，他却公开的恢复儿子的身份，并且尊荣他。
And the son stood before the father in filthy clothes and tattered sandals. He had no rings on his finger because it was so long ago for food for the stomach.
当时那个小儿子站在父亲的面前，穿着的是破旧的衣服、破损的凉鞋，还有呢，他手上是没有戒指，因为早就把它当掉卖掉了。
And verse 22, the father said to his servant, "Bring out the best robes and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet."
所以呢，在路加福音十五章二十节，父亲就吩咐仆人说：“把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他的脚上。”
It was a great picture of forgiveness, cleansing, restoration, all rolled up as one act.
这是一个非常生动的画面，将饶恕、洁净和恢复融为一体。
And it reminds me of a prophetic vision.Recorded in Zechariah chapter 3, 1 to 4, when God restored Joshua the high priest.
就让我想起在撒加利亚书三章一到四节的先知的意象中，当中就记载了上帝如何恢复大祭司约书亚的身份。
And in verse 3 say that now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel. Then God answered and spoke to those who stood before him, saying, "Take away the filthy garments from him."And to him, to Joshua, he said, "See, I remove your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robes."
第三节说，约书亚穿着污秽的衣服站在使者面前。使者吩咐站在面前的说：“你们要脱去他污秽的衣服。”又对约书亚说：“我使你脱离罪孽，要给你穿上华美的衣服。”
So the father honored the son as his son by clothing him.
父亲给儿子穿上衣服。
And you and I know it's quite common tradition in various countries, various culture to honor a person by clothing him with a special robe.
其实在一些国家里面这是常见的传统，就是用特殊的衣袍呢来表达对某人的尊敬。
In late October last year, 2025, I was in Kalimantan doing a pastor's conference.
去年的十月呢，我在西加里曼丹参加了一个牧者峰会。
On the first night of the conference, which is the opening conference, the head of the denomination invited me to the front of our auditorium, and then clothed me with a special robe and put a special topi on my head.
当晚的第一晚呢，那个教派的主领就邀请我到礼堂的前面，然后为我穿上一件特殊的长袍和特殊的帽子。
And this is it, all right? This is.
这就是主任牧师穿的特殊的长袍。
But this is a topi.
还有帽子。
Yeah. And it's supposed to be like that. I find that it's not necessary to wear a topi in Singapore because we don't have that many house flies.
他觉得不需要穿这个帽子。
But if you want to go Perth.Summertime outside Perth, you borrow my topi.
如果大家要去到别的国家，有比较多苍蝇等等啊，这些飞虫啊，就可以穿上这个帽子。
How fast is that? You just turn, pew,
甩一下就可以把他们吹掉。
Well, The head of the denomination said that such an outfit is only given and worn by a specially honored guest.
据说这样的服装呢，只是授予受尊敬的嘉宾来穿戴的。
So he told the congregation, told us, say that, Pastor, this is the highest honor that a dayak can honor honored guest, the highest.
他告诉群体们说，这是最高的荣誉，给予所尊敬的嘉宾来穿戴。
And I was reflecting, that before that I was an ordinary guest speaker in a wearing ordinary T-shirt, but once the robe and a topi was put on me.I was transformed into a specially honored guest.
之前呢，我是一个普通的讲员，穿着就是一件衬衫。但是呢，穿上了长袍和帽子之后呢，我立刻就转变为一个受尊敬的嘉宾。
Same person, and transformed just because there was a robing.
一样人，但是我的转化是因着这个长袍和帽子。
And in the parable itself, you know, the son. Was really like a condemned person in one moment, and the next moment, when the father roped him up, there was an immediate transformation.
对，这个小儿子，他站在父亲面前，他本来是一个罪人，本来穿着破旧的衣服，但是父亲为他穿上衣服之后，他就转换成另外一个人了。
Before that, he was lost and dead.
他曾经是迷失和死亡。
And now he's honored as a son.
但是他却被尊荣为儿子。
Let me tell you that you can come to the Father this morning as you are, and He will remove the old garments and that you're wearing and put on the best robes.
今天神为你预留，要为你更换，并且把最好的衣袍放在你身上，并且恢复你为他的儿女。
He will give you a signet ring and a pair of new sandals.
他要给你一枚戒指和一双新的凉鞋。
All these are reserved for sons and daughters.
这些都是为儿女们预备的。
And they're reserved for you. So please come, make sure you get changed by the Father, be restored to sons and daughters of God, the Father.
今天来到天父的面前，让他为你除去旧衣，穿上最最最尊贵的新袍。
Do not wait till you feel that you're fit or qualified to be sons and daughters of God, because you will never will.
不要等到觉得自己配得或者是有资格做神的儿女的时候才行动，因为你永远不会觉得够资格。
Restoration is by the grace of God.
其实恢复与神的关系是出自于上帝的恩典。
What is required of you, of me, is humility.And the willingness to return to the Father.
要重新回到天父，你所需要的是谦卑和愿意回转的心。
Then He will do the restoration.
那神会亲自做恢复的工作。
Now we come to the final point.
最后一点，归属，恢复归属感。
Restoring sense of ownership. The younger son thought that he has lost his status of sonship, and I would think so too after what he has done to the Father.
其实小儿子以为他已经失去了儿子的身份，我也是这样想，尤其是他对父亲所做的事。
The older son, on the other hand, did nothing to jeopardize his sonship.
反而是大儿子，他没有做任何事情去危及他的身份。
His sonship was never at risk.
其实他儿子的身份从未受到威胁。
His problem, what was his problem? Now, his problem was that he did not have a sense of ownership.Of the father's farm and everything else.
他的问题是什么呢？因为长子对父没有对父亲的田地和一切所有的物产生一个认同感。
While the younger son needed a restoration of sonship, the older brother needed a restoration of sense of ownership.
所以小儿子是需要恢复他儿子的身份，那大儿子则是需要找回归属感。
He owned everything, but he did not sense the ownership of anything.
他拥有一切，但是对所有的没有一份归属感。
Let me say again. Now, he owned everything, but he did not sense the ownership of anything.
他拥有一切，但是他对没有的也没有归属感。
The father said, "All I have is yours."
父亲说，我有的，我的就是你的。
And all of us can see, now, we have this parable today that God placed before us, and we are trying to reflect and see how we can identify. Now, all of us can see God the Father in the parable.
我们呢, 其实在比喻中呢, 是看见我们的天父。
Can you see God the Father in the parable?
你看到天父在这比喻里面吗?
Yes, because basically it's a parable of the God the Father. People call it a parable of the prodigal son, but I think a lot of theologians and commentators say that it should be parable of the Father. Right? So you can see the Father in the parable.
其实这个比喻是讲到浪子回头, 但是你再仔细看一下的话, 其实这个是天父的比喻。
Many of us can relate to the younger son in terms of our need or our desire of getting back to right love relationship with God.
其实我们当中很多人比较对小儿子产生共鸣, 因为我们都有需要, 并且渴望回到与神的关系。
So you're seated here and say, who can identify? I'm like the younger son. I think many of us can identify him. But now, most of us, all right, a majority, most of us can identify the older brother.
我们当中有许多人呢, 或许你对小儿子的, 这个, 处境呢, 产生共鸣, 但是多数的人当中呢, 都认同长子在服事上那种忠心的服事的态度。
In two areas.
有两方面。
In terms of faithful service and in terms of obedience.
就是忠心和顺服的服事。
Are you faithful in service? Are you obedient?
你忠心吗? 你顺服神吗?
You say yes.
你说是的。
I can identify with this older brother.
我和这个, 大儿子有认同。
In verse 29, I say, Lord, these many years I have been serving you, I never transgressed your commandment at any time.
所以在29节这里说, 我服侍你这么多年, 从来没有违背过你的命令。
I know we are not like the older brother in terms of his estrangement with his younger brother to the point that he refused to recognize him as his brother.
我知道我们当中不像大儿子那样拒绝承认弟弟是兄弟。
He referred to his younger brother as in his conversation with his father that son of yours is not that brother of mine, right? So he don't recognize the brother at all.
你发现他跟父亲对话的时候，他称弟弟为你那个儿子。 而不是我的弟弟。
No, so we're not like that, so I can't identify with him.
所以呢, 我知道大家不像大儿子这样, 所以我们无法跟他有共鸣。
I know we're not like the older brother who did not welcome the return of his younger brother, let alone celebrating his homecoming.
我知道我们不像大儿子这样, 不欢迎弟弟回来, 更别说是为他回家而庆祝。
I think all of us welcome the younger brother.
我相信我们大家都很欢迎弟弟回来。
But I dare say that we can identify the older brother in terms of obedience, in terms of service to Christ over the years.
但是我敢说在我们当中, 我们在顺服和多年服事上帝的态度上呢, 我们都认同长子的心。
We have pastored the community, we have shepherded ourselves members, we have taught the children's church, taught in the youth church, we have served the body of Christ in the melting pot. We do not mind being ushers and car park marshals, we have reached out to the lost in overseas mission, and so forth.
我们的牧养社群带领小组教导孩子青少年在Melting Pot餐厅服侍，甚至是不介意做招待停车指挥员，甚至到海外宣教，等等。
And we have been serving faithfully for many years.
多年来我们都一直忠心的服侍。
We obey the Great Commission. We obey the call to pastor the community. We obey the call to make territorial commitment to Hougang, Sengkang and Punggol. We obey God in simple discipleship and so forth.
我们也是遵行大使命, 牧养社群, 后港、盛港和榜儿的市政, 在简单的门训上中顺服我们的上帝等等。
We have been obeying God for years.
可以说多年来我们一直顺服上帝。
So today you're attending the dedication service on the back of many years of ministry already.
所以我可以说今天你参加的奉献你是在多年的事工的基础上进行的。
You have served God faithfully for many years and you have obeyed Him.
你们多年忠心的服侍神，并且顺服他的带领。
You can borrow the words of the older brother and say to God, Lord, these many years I've been serving you, I've never transgressed your commandment at any time.
你可以借用长子的话说, 主啊, 我服侍你这么多年, 从来没有违背过你的命令。
And then listen to what God wants to say to you.
那今天我们要听神说, 向我们说的话。
Only two sentences.
两句话。
Son, you're always with me.
儿啊，你常和我同在。
And all that I have is yours.
我一切的都是你的。
As you serve God, you must know that the presence of God is always with you.
当我们服侍神的时候，我们要知道神常与我们同在。
In your ups and downs, your failures and successes, your heartaches, brokenness, discouragement, weariness, through times of misunderstanding, unforgiveness, God is with you.
在你的人生中，包括失败与成功，心痛与破碎，灰心与疲惫，甚至是被误解，不被饶恕，神都与你同在。
You're not alone, and you will never be alone.
你并不孤单，你永远不会孤单。
And Psalms 23 reminds us that God is with us during times of quiet and refreshing, and He's with us when we walk through valleys dark as death.
在诗篇23篇里面提醒我们，在安静、在更新的时刻，神与我们同在。当我们走在死荫的幽谷的时候，神也与我们同在。
But many of us suffer the same problem the older son has.
当中我们许多人其实经历了如大儿子一样的问题。
We are not separated from the father by backsliding. No. But we are nevertheless not close to him as a son should be to the father.
不是的，你不是因为倒退和神分离，而是我们跟神的关系没有像儿子应有的那样亲近。
We are like the olden Asian father and son relationship.
我们算是那种传统式亚洲人的儿子。父子的关系那样。
Father-son relationship in olden Asian culture tend to be distant.
在传统式的亚洲人的父子关系，有一定的疏离。
I don't think present day is like that. Present day, thank God, father and son are very close.
我觉得现代的父子关系就没有像往年那样。
I belong to the traditional Asian father-son relationship with my own father.
我呢，其实是生长在一个传统式的家庭里面。
My father loved us very much, never abandoned or neglected the family.
我的父亲非常爱我们，从来没有遗弃我们。
But my dad was so distant from me, I never had a serious and thoughtful conversation with him.
但是呢，我和我的父亲的关系总是那么疏远，没有正式的和父亲有一个认真的交谈。
I know it's difficult for many of you to try to relate to that, but that's because you're unable to shift in terms of time frame.
可能当中有些人就觉得不能够理解，因为这个是跟过往的父母的教育的成长有关。
We're talking about the 1950s, the 1960s.
就是1950年代的父母们。
God was still trying to form you.
神还在创造，就是带领你们。
So there's this distance that can happen in a father and son relationship.
总是觉得有这个疏远跟父亲的关系。
And I suspect that many of us in our present day relationship with God the Father, we have this problem.
我觉得当中或许跟我们天上的父亲和地上的父亲也有类似的关系。
We feel distant and we do not appreciate that he is near us.
我们呢感到很疏远，所以没有正式的领悟到他就在我们的身边。
The other aspect of the older son's experience that we can identify with is we feel that we have received very little from the father.
我们觉得可能跟大儿子的经历有共鸣，就是觉得从天父那里得到的很少。
Do you feel that way?
有觉得吗？
We have not gotten even a surprise little gift of a lamb that we can barbecue and celebrate with our friends.
连一个与朋友烤来庆祝的食物为惊喜都没得过。
We never ask God for a gift of our party because we feel that it is inappropriate for us to ask for that.
或许我们从未向上帝求过任何礼物或 party, 因为觉得不合适。
I don't know whether this is the way we feel. I've known some old-fashioned workers who revels on hardship and who would not ask God for anything that sounds like a celebration or something extra, and is something that's unthinkable.
所以有很多时候在旧时的思想中呢，就从来没有觉得需要求什么东西、什么礼物来做一个庆祝的时间。
The women wouldn't dare to ask for a young goat so they can make merry with friends.
甚至是不敢求一只山羊来跟朋友庆祝。
Huh? You pray to God for that lah.
就是为啊向神求这个吗
？You pray to God for goat to celebrate. You know how serious people are dying in the world, you know.
就是啊向神求一只山羊，外面的人都在受苦。
No, shouldn't do that.
不可以这样祷告。
If you're mature enough, must be Spartan. Yeah.
要有。
So then you come to the sleeping sanctuary and they're always parting away. Wow, it's very 尴尬
就是来到教会，哇，就一直欢庆庆祝。
But the truth is that God has promised us everything that we need for life.
但是事实上呢，上帝应许我们所需的一切，他都会供应给我们。
He said that all he has is ours, and is more than a goat that we might get occasionally for barbecue with our friends.
他说所有的是我们的，而且远超过一只山羊，但是我们可以偶尔与朋友一起庆祝。
Basically, we have misjudged the generosity of God big time.
基本上我们是误解了神的慷慨和丰盛。
We misjudged the generosity of God big time.
我们真的是确实误判了神的慷慨与丰盛。
Basically, we have not grasped the truth that God has not withheld anything good from us.
事实上，我们没有真正领悟到神没有从我们那里隐藏任何美好的事物。
In fact, He has freely given us all things.
事实上，他将一切免费的都赐给我们。
You can read that. How much more will our Heavenly Father who is in heaven?Give good things to those who ask him. Matthew 7:7-11.
因此，在马太福音的7:11，就是说，你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗
？And his abiding presence is promised to all those who obey him to go preach the gospel to those who serve him faithfully, obey him fully. He promised his presence with us to the end of the age.
主给我们的应许是，凡是顺服去传福音的，他必与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
Let me bring you the conclusion.
让我来到总结。
God is calling those of us who are distant from Him to return to relationship of father and son.
神在呼召和他关系疏远的人回到父与儿女的关系。
He wants to restore your status as sons and daughters of God.
他要恢复你作为神儿女的身份。
Then God is calling the rest of us who are faithfully serving in obedience to Him.To restore a sense of ownership of the Father's business.
神呢也是在呼召所有当中忠心顺服侍奉他的人呢，重新恢复对天国事业的归属感。
And God wants to restore the appreciation of God's presence in our life.
神呢也要恢复我们对他同在的这份珍惜和感恩。
So today, we are calling for rededication.
今天。我们呼召的是要重新委身。
Now let me tell you the order of it, okay? Firstly, we'll call upon the church, all of us, to dedicate ourselves to loving and serving God as our Father.
首先呢，我们今早的呼召的程序是这样：第一，我要呼召整个教会来奉献上自己，来爱神并侍奉他。
We're going to sing the altar call song, "Come to the Father," and then as we sing, I want the elders.And the staff members, they're all in a special corporate T-shirt to come forward to face the congregation. And once we are ready, as a church, we're going to recite the dedication prayer first in English, then in Mandarin.
然后呢，当我们唱诗歌的时候呢，我就邀请长老和同工们，他们特别穿上了这个衣服呢，来走到台前呢，面向我们的会众。然后呢，我们就用英语，我们先用英语，然后再用华语一起宣读奉献的祷告。
So, it is our dedication prayer, but the leadership is taking a lead in doing it with you.
这个是召集所有的教会来做出这个奉献的祷告，但是我们的领袖会站在前排带领大家。
Then we're going to sing the altar call song again, and the elders and staff will be returning to seat. And at that point in time, I want to call upon those who want to rededicate their.Service in ministry, the return to church, relationship with God, to come forth for prayer if you wish to, as we sing the song repeat. All right, that's for the second altar call.
我们做完奉献祷告之后，在唱诗歌多一次的时候呢，我就邀请我们的 长老和同工回入座，然后呢，我们就邀请那些今天早上要重新献上自己委身于服事，要回到教会，要恢复与神关系的弟兄姐妹们，您可以走到台前，我们让我们的牧者和领袖为你祷告。
Let's bow a shower of prayer together.
让我们一起低头，我们做一个祷告。
Father, we just need a period of silence for us to quieten our spirit and to make it easier for us to respond to you.
今天早上神，我们要安静我们的心，要对你做出回应。
Father, as we hear a message, there's just so many things that we can be thankful for.
天父，今天我们听到这个信息，很多方面我们都可以感恩。
We can have the abounding thanksgiving.
我们真的是可以有一个丰盛的感恩。
And also help us with your grace to just respond to your call.
帮助我们以你的恩典来回应呼召。
And give us a fresh start in 2026.
让我们在2026年有一个崭新的开始。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Okay, shall we all stand?
让我们一起站立。
Yeah, we're going to sing the song, and then can I get the elders and the staff to come forward and face them? Then we're going to say the dedication prayer together. Let's do it quickly now.
Yeah. 让我们邀请长老们还有同工们走上前来。
Okay. Let's all sing together.Prayer up on the screen. All right, church, shall we all sit together? And there's an elders staff here taking positional leadership. We are saying the same dedication prayer. Let's say in English, beginning now. Almighty God, thank you for adopting us into your family and granting to us the status as your sons and daughters.As we begin this new year, we pledge ourselves to honor you as our Father. Thank you for entrusting us with your kingdom business and appointing us as your servants. We pledge to serve you joyfully and respect you as our Master. Draw us close to you so that we will always know and enjoy your presence daily. Teach us contentment.Help us to see that all you have is for us to own. We dedicate ourselves to serve you as sons and daughters who own our Father's kingdom business. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now in Mandarin, yes. Okay.
来，我们一起以华语来祷告。一二三，全能的上帝，感谢你接纳我们进入你的家，赐予我们神儿女的身份。在这新的一年，我们立志要尊你为我们的父，荣耀你的名。感谢你将天国的事工委托给我们，并选召我们成为你的仆人。我们带着喜悦的心服侍你，尊你为我们的父，求你引我们亲近你，每天经历和享受你的同在。求你教导我们学会知足，帮助我们看见你的一切所有是为我们预备的。我们愿将自己完全献上，以神儿女的身份服侍你，承接天国的事工。我们祷告侍奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
We can all clap. Yes. Okay. They can return their seat and let's all sing this altar call song again. And we like to pray for those who want to respond to God and signifying their return to church, their relationship with God, and to ministry. Right, that means you're going to rededicate that way. Let's sing together, and you.
让我们唱这首诗歌。我特别邀请那些今天要借着这个奉献你，要献上你自己，委身于服事，重返教会，恢复与上帝的关系的弟兄姐妹们，你可以来到台前，让我们的牧者和同工为你祷告。
Okay, let's sing.
永远的 ，You are always mine.There is you, your pride is precious in His eyes. Because of you, we love. He gave His only Son. Everything was done so you would come. Nothing you can do can make Him love you.
Anyone else who wants to make use of this very precious first day, first Sunday to rededicate your relationship to God?
是否还有弟兄姐妹们要回应，把今年第一个崇拜会献上给上帝
？Yeah, we don't want to drag on. Okay, so just make your way. There are still people coming forward, and then I will close in prayer.Let's join our hearts in prayer together.
让我们一起祷告。
Yeah, you can still make your way here while we are praying. Father, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity to make a return to you.
天父，感谢你，我们今天能重归到你的教会是一个很好的机会。
Lord, we pray that you seal this decision today.
让我们为今天的决定，我们求你来更新我们。
We pray, O God, that 2026 will be a wonderful year of our enjoying a close and intimate relationship with you.
让2026年成为一个美好的一年，我们能够重新委身奉献自己给你。
We want you to know, Lord, that we love you.
我们要你知道，神，我们爱你。
We thank you for your presence in our life.
感谢你与我们同在。
Thank you for the privilege of serving you.
感谢你给我们那个福分来服侍你。
And we pray all these things, giving thanks in Jesus' name.
我们带着感恩的心祷告。
Everybody say,
Amen. 奉耶稣的名。
Thank God.
Amen. Yes. Amen.